Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Scream loudly!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks. It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, nowadays, there's a big no-no, and that is doing anything in blackface.
Come on.
It is. True. I hate to tell you that. So, Robert Downey Jr., he was recently interviewed, and he said that 90% of his friends were cool with his Tropic Thunder blackface, but he says his mother was horrified. And she even said, Bobby, I'm telling you, I have bad feelings about that. And
that was right there at that time where that, you know, a lot of people have looked down on that for years. And I can, you know, I can. But that was right there when PC was switching off a little bit. You know what I mean? It was like, no. And he was like the last guy to acceptably. Is that right? Acceptably?
Yeah.
Acceptably doing it on a major Hollywood, in a major Hollywood film.
Yeah.
And Simple he never caught any slack from it either.
In fact, he got a Best Supporting Actor nomination for that.
Well, the Canadian Prime Minister wants his Oscar.
So, you know, now looking back, he's saying, I think that it's never an excuse to do anything like that. And he agrees with the 10% say that, you know, I knew where my heart was, but I can't disagree with their opinions.
The 2% said they're cool with
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
especially mom. You know, if your own mom says, Bobby, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm sure that anything in history, if you do something that's controversial, you're going to regret some of it later on in life. But at the time, you're probably not thinking when someone says, hey, Matthew,
yes?
I want you to star in my film.
Go
and
ahead.
This is what I want you to do.
All right.
You're going to wear a face, but you're really not intentionally making fun of people. It's kind of like looking at the movie that is doing that is in bad taste.
Okay. So I'm playing a woman? Is that what you're saying?
Something like that. But maybe you're playing an African-American woman, and that would be terrible if you did something like that.
It's okay for me to dress and drag in my own race. I cannot drag out of my own race, correct?
No.
Okay.
At this point, we're reaching the thing where
you got to be yourself.
People who aren't deaf can't play deaf, and people who aren't blind can't play blind, which really is taking the acting out of acting.
Right.
Yeah.
But the what is said about that is that it takes a job away from someone who really is, who could really play the role.
Right. Yeah. And that's what an actor does. You become someone else.
It's an actor. It's not a documentary. It's
exactly.
An actor. To me, the greatest portrayals are when you take somebody who is not usually in that way seen in a movie, and they can completely switch themselves.
Exactly.
Or when Al Pacino plays any role, and it's Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Well,
like De Niro.
Uh-huh. And he too much Jay-Z.
De Niro, right next to De Niro. What was the movie where he played the game show host? I just watched
Joker.
It.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like, that's not De Niro.
No.
Robert De Niro. How do you say it? De Niro.
Yeah, phonetically.
Okay, like so when you see cousin Nemo up there playing a role, or De Niro that he's playing a role that you're not used to seeing, then he's an actor. He's great.
With that assumption, that means that all villains should be played by bad people.
Well, guess what? No more gaining weight for a role. You're taking a job away from us fat people.
Yeah, blank you, Christian Bale.
George Clooney.
Shame on
you.
Yeah.
Drinking your coffee.
Like, no matter how good of an actor you are, it would be odd to see, like, Kirk Cameron play Jeffrey Dahmer.
Or your tequila.
You're not bald? Don't you dare shave your head.
Nobody would believe you. We don't believe that you can be that true character of playing someone like that.
Not a real angel,
but
Nicolas Cage.
On the flip side, if they were going to like do like a reboot of American History X, they'd have to have real racists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We'd close down Congress and let them go film.
Yeah.
Might be hard to find here.
If you're going to do a World War II movie, do you have to find real Nazis?
Apparently.
Because they're hard to come by.
It's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
There can't be many left. Old ones, like original ones, OG.
Anybody.
It just causes dissension and arguments about something that it's just to get you in an uproar.
Yeah, and you don't want to be the person that has to apologize for something that you're proud of. Say, you know, if you're playing the African-American woman, that you think that it's a great role and you worked hard and you did your research and you studied and you feel like you got into the character.
I would like to play Oprah in a biopic.
Yeah, but
can you pee in a road?
Oh, by God.
People hate the fact that you're playing Oprah and they're going to assault you verbally.
That's offensive to me.
And somebody texted him, actually, a couple people in a row, what about the movie White Chicks? Well, that came out 5 years before Tropic Thunder did.
Right. But that, well, how's that looked at? How is the flip-flop of that?
People act like it, I mean.
Who do we talk to? Get Jesse Jackson on the phone.
Is that the standard of comparison, White Chicks and
that's
whatever?
That's what people say. I don't care.
They might do another one, too.
It's a thing to get you to. It's like I saw last night. They're going to do the new Hollywood Walk of Fame, the new star. Look at this list of stars that don't have Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who gives a damn?
Right.
Like the Hall of Fames, the Walk of Fames, this and that. Like we all, I want my gun there. Who cares?
The Walk of Fame isn't even a legit thing. It's
you got to buy it.
If you didn't want to give them $20,000, you don't get in. So plenty of people aren't in just because they didn't want one.
But it's like anything
you
else.
You
want
to have a memorial to you in front of a closed-down gift shop storefront
right.
in Hollywood?
And what if you're at the bad part of the street where people are standing around?
It's all the bad part of the street.
Star.
I want a statue in front of Aunt Sue's ice cream shop.
That's
a great table rock.
That's near Freeman Gap.
Yeah.
It is. It's real good.
It is.
Well, of all the holidays out there, we've got a big one coming up. And there was a study that found that we look forward to Valentine's Day more than Christmas.
BS.
Yeah.
Do we?
No.
Are you speaking as people or women?
Well, population.
Americans.
Disagree.
Americans.
Absolutely disagree. It's not true.
So 81% of American adults say they genuinely get excited for Valentine's Day compared to 68% who get excited for other holidays.
Why?
Like Christmas. Because it's romantic.
Well, and plus you don't have to buy for as many people either. So it's a little less stress.
And you also know, hopefully, what will happen, that you will have romance if you have a significant other.
Oh, that's right. Caitlin's going to love sitting there for hours as I attend a mass wedding. Oh, what a way to say I love you.
That would be fun.
What are we doing for Valentine's Day? Well, you didn't come to work with me.
We're going to go to numerous nuptials at Southland Ranch.
You're there for 3 hours.
Yeah.
You can hang out with me.
Presented by Pennington O'Sullivan Agency Insurance.
Well, we'll run through Chick-fil-A on the way home.
If that's your thing, that's great.
Heart-shaped.
They'll do the heart-shaped cinni minis, or chicken minis. Hell yeah.
Each other cinni minis. That's
thank God,
so sweet.
Thank God Valentine's Day ain't on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
Then what would you do?
You would have to skip something.
Have a wedding on the 13th.
Skip for the good
the
parts.
Chick-fil-A should be open until 11:59 on Saturday nights, and then right at midnight, then all the lights just go off.
Turn them right off.
Right off. Doors locked.
Hmm.
Eat more chicken.
Sign with Jesus says, come back tomorrow.
Do you buy Valentine's Day for your entire family?
No.
61% say that they will also celebrate with family, 59% with friends, 51% with their kids, and 28% will do something for their pets.
This is dumb.
I ain't even going to say a word, Paige. I'm not going to say any word. We've talked about your pets and exhaustion this morning.
Well, you know, I have to get her something.
I do not celebrate Valentine's Day with my dog.
Aw.
No.
I mean, you kind of do, right?
I celebrate every day with my dog.
Explain that heart-shaped jar of peanut butter you have every day.
What's
that for?
Okay.
That's
so,
for me.
So I get you guys are on the same page, maybe, about gifts. What do you want for Valentine's Day from
nothing.
Women? I don't believe that. People say nothing, but they don't mean it.
Nothing.
I mean,
from no one, nothing.
Yes. It's just a day.
This is made up BS. No, don't want it. Don't do it.
It's not even I like the little hearts that have foul sayings on them.
I like that. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. I'd like, I'm a simple guy. I'd like a one of Caitlin's peach cobblers and then some oral sex.
Well, see, at least you're honest, and I believe what you say.
It's mine's turn this time.
Right. With her.
So I went last year. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You did. But I've been out in that rotation since
that was Yom Kippur.
Eight.
You got to quit leaving the office door open. Got to quit doing it outside.
All right, well, there was a situation with the Greenville County Schools and J.L. Mann's basketball coach. And this person was placed on leave after an incident that happened Friday night at the game against Wade Hampton. It seems like the coach.
No, man. Well, why are you interested?
The other
they don't want
coach
to
were. They're involved in a verbal altercation. Not only that, the wife of the coach, she caused a disruption among fans and was taunting and confronting the coach from Wade Hampton.
So what happened? Like, it was a physical altercation or just verbal?
Verbal. There was, it just went to the extremes that it shouldn't have. So they ran out on the floor. The woman was taunting the students and the fans. So after that, I mean, I don't see that there was something that where it says fisticuffs ever went to pass, but it was a verbal altercation. So
somebody's going to get some handcuffs, though.
Yeah.
So the guy's name is Mike Morrison. Do we have his, we have video now.
Yeah.
Of the, is that at Wade Hampton?
No.
It was at Mann, right?
It was at J.L.
Okay.
Mann.
All right.
So they had to be restrained because they were yelling at each other.
Well, is that a separate, has this happened more than once? And that's a different video?
Maybe.
Good Lord.
So did you see this locally, Fat Boy, on the news?
No, man.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
So the woman ran onto the gym floor and began taunting the coach.
Herelda.
So, yeah.
Herelda Morrison.
So now warrants have been signed for the coach for attempting to fight, and the wife has also been charged in this incident. So the coach is on leave right now, and there's an interim coach, head coach for the team.
Is this the same Mike Morrison that played in the NBA?
Doubt it.
Is it a different one?
Probably not the same one, though.
Huh.
I imagine not the same one. I mean, I've never...
I just don't understand why people have to get so fired up at sporting events with children involved.
Well, how bad did it get? Because to see him get fired up in some college sports.
Like last night, Kansas and Kansas State.
Oh, yeah, that was a fight.
That was a straight-up melee.
That was, yeah, a straight-up brawl. But, anybody get arrested?
No.
But in high school, it's different because they're kids, so you might get locked up.
Well, yeah, and then, like, you know, last night it was just players and maybe a fan, but, like, everybody storms the court in high school.
Yeah.
So, when I played high school football, I had a coach who was very irritated afterwards and urinated on the bus of the opposing team, like, on the side of it, in front of us and everything.
I thought you meant he went on the bus and was doing that because that would be terrible.
He stood on the side and peed all over their bus.
But if a coach has a warrant out for his arrest and he's suspended or whatever, then who's going to teach history or driver's ed?
Oh, what did he teach? Was it something fun?
Yeah. He's suspended from managing the computer lab. Yeah, the things coaches get to teach.
A lab. Computer lab.
We're going to learn how to type, gentlemen.
Computer lab.
You took that, didn't
we're in the
you?
Laboratory.
He's like the teacher from Days of Confused. Half of you ain't coming back.
Yeah, they're going to find out he's been pirating Oregon Trail. It's going to be a mess.
Have you ever had that when you were in school where there was something that was bad and there was a fight on the court? I can't place anything like that.
Not that I can remember. Not even in football.
No.
It was just our parents screaming words at us for losing.
They didn't come out and just try to fight other parents. I've never seen that.
The spokesperson for Greenville County Schools is Beth Brotherton,
who
used to be on WYFF.
Yep.
Huh. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. John Eby in Pickens County.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
big Rockets.
Let's talk about
Jimmy Watt does something for Oconee County.
Yeah. Let's talk about the big game.
Allie Miles too.
And I want to add something about the Super Bowl. Some people they have a petition to change the day for Super Bowl to not be on Sunday but to be on Saturday. So that's out right now, which is so silly.
All right, next.
We need to stop that. So But there are prop bets, and we have a few of them to tell you about. For example, when you're watching the big game, what color will the liquid that comes out of the game to be poured on the game-winning coach, what color will it be?
Oh, yeah, you got a ton of prop bets for this one.
Yeah, it'll be water.
Think so?
Straight water, yeah.
I think it'd be orange. Orange Gatorade.
For Gatorade? Yeah. Who's sponsoring it? Who's the title sponsor? What if it's actual Pepsi that they pour on there?
That'd be funny.
It's Pepsi.
Just fat lineman drinking it on the sideline.
Hey, it's CBD oil. We just pour it all
then
over
the coach
you.
Gets carried off the field, not by the players, but by ants.
It's a gender reveal. We're going to shoot you right in the face with this pink powder.
You see Andy Reid wearing the soda cap with two cans in it.
Man, if they pour one on Andy Reid, it'll be maple syrup.
Andy Reid looks like he managed a bowling alley and they made him coach football.
So,
he's awesome.
A lot of these people in the study say lime green or yellow is the odds favorite, 11-4.
Yellow, I don't know if anybody uses lime green.
It's usually orange, but the lime green's popular too.
I don't know if this was with you, Matt, in high school, but
we never got to do that.
Well, we had Gatorade and water.
We drank all the Gatorade though. Oh. It was empty.
Well, if you didn't play,
nothing on the coach.
If you didn't play much, if you didn't start, you didn't get the Gatorade. You had to run laps if you drank Gatorade and you didn't start. You had to drink the water. So the Gatorade was just for who was playing right now on the field.
Oh wow, no, I didn't. We didn't ever. We used the powder Gatorade though.
Yeah, they had to mix it up.
Yeah, we didn't. We'd have big old bags of powder. Yeah. It's like Tang.
Yeah.
Not the good kind.
It tastes good.
Oh, God.
Did you drink?
Ugh.
Did you have Atomic Bomb, too? If you got sore, they rubbed you down with Atomic Bomb and taped. Oh,
hell yeah. Oh. You'd have to shave up the ankles and spray that stuff on there and wrap the tape.
Is it cold or warm?
It's hot as hell.
Oh, gosh.
Hell, it's been 30 years. I don't know.
It's kind of cold at first, then it gets hot.
Oh. I didn't know when you went to college, like Aaron Hernandez, you all got shots whenever you wanted them.
Yeah.
By the way, so you watched that yesterday, Fat Boy?
I did, man. I finished it.
What'd you think?
You watched 4.5 hours of TV?
I watched the three on Netflix.
The Aaron Hernandez, Killer Inside.
Yeah, and I started watching the one on Discovery ID,
yeah.
And that one's a lot more detailed.
How?
They got more video, more
positions and moves.
More testimony. They even talk about the nanny on Netflix.
It's more about the criminal cases and the criminality, his sexuality.
They hit kind of the same timelines, but they build it up with more videos and more testimony.
Oh, okay.
So it was intriguing.
It was, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
But you learned something you didn't know?
I didn't know he was, bi his whole life.
Ain't either.
Which one, Fat Boy? I ain't watching two of which one?
I'd say the ID one.
Okay.
It's shorter.
That one's a three-parter one, too.
Okay.
Yeah, the other guy, you can tell he's been gay his whole life. But I mean, come on. They were hooking up in high school.
Can I also renege on something? I said go watch Dracula on Netflix.
Uh-oh.
And I said that when I was two episodes in the three.
Oh, yeah.
Episode three sucks. It's awful.
I love that show.
Yeah, I finished it. Episode three was my least favorite. It had some moments, but it wasn't as good. But you got to watch it because the first two are phenomenal.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't finish the third one, it's okay.
Yeah, might as well just go ahead and finish it up.
Didn't you think it needed more?
What, to be longer?
No, not
longer, but more content and explaining a lot more at the end.
I feel like everything was explained.
Yeah, I thought it was explained, but I think I like the Dracula when it was like the 1600s or whatever, when she was a nun and they didn't
1890s?
Fast forward. Yeah, whatever the hell it was.
It was interesting then, but then it got weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, put him in the modern world. There were some fun parts to it.
Like, it turned into like an acid trip.
He went to when he goes to that regular house.
Uh-huh. Humorous parts.
Yeah, there was some fun stuff to be had. But yeah, the third one was the weakest of the three.
Yeah.
The second was the best by far.
It's like Back to the Future.
It's hard to have a good first one and then a really great second one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't top the second one, but then the third one's
We should only do two shows a week.
Tapped out.
Why?
Rise Guys Headline Style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Page, and those are Rise Guys Headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. We'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this.
The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
Has AF officially replaced All Get Out? Because I liked All Get Out. Definitely against Peace Out, though. Never going to say Peace Out.
9.
Really trying to get better at saying, come go with us anytime I leave somewhere.
Paige.
Takes a lot to get me mad, but generally I just let it go and move on.
And Fat Boy.
Fellas, here's a life hack. You put lotion on your feet before work. That way, when you get home, your socks good to go.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute Rock Blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
All right, we're going to dial her number again. It's not as you thought it would be. When she answers, you just will talk to her, and then when it gets a little dicey, we'll jump on and let her know she's on the radio too, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Truth and Consequences. We're calling Ray's ex-wife, Sheila. Right, Sheila?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Here we go. When it starts ringing, it'll just be all on you. Here we go. Truth and Consequences.
Hello, this is Sheila.
Hey, Sheila, you got a minute?
Yeah, I guess I do. Why, what's up?
Okay, good. You and the boys on the way to school?
No, Ray. You know, my sister's in town this week. She's taking them, so I am still at home. Did you call me at 7:30 in the morning to ask me if I'm taking the boys to school or what?
No, I called you to ask. Okay, look, I called you to ask why Noah has holes in his shoes and Lucas looks like he's in a rock band from 1974.
Ray, what the hell are you talking about?
Look, I pay child support, so why don't they get stuff like shoes and haircuts? I don't get it. I thought that was what it's for, but you must know that I bought Noah some shoes the last visit, and I hope you noticed that I got Lucas a haircut.
Jesus Christ, Ray, really? Noah got new shoes for Christmas. He has like, I don't know, 5 or 6 pairs, but he just happens to love those old ones. And he thinks they're cool. He'll probably wear them until the day he dies. And Lucas didn't even want the damn haircut until you talked him into it. He only did that for you. Do you know that? Every day he asks me, Mom, is my hair growing back yet? Does it look any longer? He really, really liked his long hair, Ray. Do you know that? It was just him being himself, and I was letting him do that. But I guess that makes me a bitch now, huh?
No, but what I'm saying is, they're little kids. You can't indulge every little whim like that. I mean, you have to think about them going out there and into the world when you and I aren't around, and how they look, and that reflects on you. It reflects on me. I mean that's the way our parents do it. Remember,
Ray? They look fine. It's the way they want to look. Their kids and all the kids in their age range look the same way. It's just cool. That's what they want to do.
Look,
they have everything they need.
Okay, look, you can say that all you want, but I know what I saw. And look, here's the thing. I want to know where I know with the lawyers, and I know what we decided, but I just want to know where the child support money is going. I mean, why is it some big secret?
A secret? Why in the hell didn't you just ask, Ray? If you want to know, just ask. This is what's going on.
You never
want
to talk?
What?
You never want to talk about things like that. You never want to talk. And I'm asking you now, okay? You said, you never asked. Well, I'm asking now.
It's because you always ask stupid questions. Listen, all the money that you give them is going into an account, one for Noah and one for Lucas. Okay? So congratulations, Dad. You're helping pay for your sons to go to college in a few years. Okay, Mr. Wonderful? That's where the money's going. How about that?
Okay.
Happy now?
Then why is this the first time hearing about this?
Why what?
Why is this the first I'm hearing about any of this?
Because we don't talk. When we do talk,
well, whose fault?
You just ask idiotic questions. The stuff you say comes out of your mouth.
Look, I look at Facebook, okay, and I'm sure you're not buying a Mercedes and some designer clothes while my boys don't get what they need.
Oh, my God. You think your money for myself, Ray? Why in the hell do you think I even moved to the South, for God's sakes? Jesus, every single day I have to drive to work. It's only 15 miles, and it takes me an hour and a half. Oh. Every time I leave town, I have to deal with a bunch of redneck trash, even worse than the ones I left in Ohio.
Hmm. Look, so here's the thing. You decided to move, and in the meantime, I moved too, and I'm down here. But half of my salary is going to the boys, and I'm standing here thinking, you know, you act like it's nothing. I'm not just an ATM machine.
Ray, why don't you just quit imagining stuff? Just get out of your own damn dumbass head. I moved to Atlanta in the first place because I got a job that paid me $175,000 a year. I bought my own car. I bought my own house. I buy shoes for our sons, thank you very much. I buy groceries for them. I buy their toys. I buy their video games. I buy tablets. And I will be buying them iPhones. And soon I'll be buying them cars. Not you. So trust me, everything is just fine. You're just living in your own idiotic imagination.
So you're making almost $200,000 a year, and I'm giving you half everything I make, and you can be a bitch about it.
That's your job, Ray. It's the least you could do. If you're not going to be here in their lives, at least, you know.
Well, wait, tell me that. I'm the one that moved. I'm the one that moved down here, okay? That, yes, that was my choice, but it was. I thought it was a family choice, even though, you know, I don't know what that word means sometimes. You know, I wanted to be closer to the boys. It wasn't just about the money. You know, I knew flying back and forth wasn't going to work.
Okay, so what's your point now, Ray? What do you want from me?
I just want to know where the money's going.
She's already told you. And Sheila, good morning. She, or is it Sheila?
He called. Who the hell are you? It's Sheila. Who are you? What's going on, Ray?
We're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys. We're in Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, my God.
93.3 The Planet. Look. Yeah, we had to dump out a couple times because you said the S words.
Don't say that, please.
Please don't cuss anymore. But
it's okay.
We're not taking his side with this whole thing. He just came on and told us that you're driving around in a Mercedes, all this pocketbooks and all this stuff, new house, and he said the kids come to him looking like crap.
I buy those articles of clothing and my own car for me, for my own money. The kids just want to be cool and fit in like everybody else. Hey, and congratulations, Ray. Good morning to you. Now, everybody listening to the radio knows that you're a total dumbass. Great job, buddy. Aren't you proud of yourself now? Anything else I can help you with? Or are we done here now, huh?
No, see, and this goes right back to Ohio. I'm telling you, this goes right back to Ohio. You wanted somebody you could control, and you couldn't control me. That's why you left. Let's not make you have any illusions here.
As always, you're imagining stuff in your head. You're such a dumbass.
Okay, so there's really nothing else to say here, Sheila, other than, you know, you're making your own way. You're taking care of the
kids.
Yes,
I am.
And good for you. Seriously, good for you. Yeah. And also, Ray, all the money you're paying to her, she's putting into an account for college.
Yeah, that's good.
I just don't understand why all of this had to come out like this. I try to talk to her about these things, but it doesn't work.
You put me on the radio.
Thank you for. Thank you.
And you think that being on the radio makes a difference? You really think it makes a difference? You really think that you would have reacted any differently had these guys not come on the radio?
More like a fool than you already know. Okay, we already know that you're a dumbass. Now the whole world knows you're a dumbass. Look, this has been really fun, y'all. Okay, I'm going to work now. Thanks
nice
a lot for giving
you,
me something
Sheila.
To talk
Hi,
about.
Sheila.
Yeah. I'm going to laugh about you all day long today, Ray. I'm going to share this with my girlfriends at work. Have a good day now. Bye.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Oh,
man. Ray.
She hung up. For
Ray, man, look.
Work.
First of all.
Sorry.
Didn't end well.
She's putting all that money into the college education. I mean, she's doing pretty good.
She don't like Ray much.
No.
Well, can you blame her? I mean, good Lord. Sorry, Ray, but, like, she's doing... Are you a little bit jealous that she's doing good for herself? Maybe just a little bit jealous?
No, until now, I knew she made good money. I didn't know how much money she made. I didn't know. Because when she left Ohio, I didn't know how much money she was making. I mean, here's the thing. Would you move, like, 5 or 6 states for, like, $5,000? Probably not. So I knew she was making more than she was making in Ohio, but I didn't know how much she was making. And then all of a sudden she pops up on Facebook, has all this expensive stuff, and I'm living in a one-bedroom, you know, flea hotel, and I don't see... And then I see my kids with long hair and raggy clothes. I mean, what conclusion am I supposed to come to?
I mean,
that's the fashion.
Yeah, it is. And you gotta,
mullets are coming back.
They are.
Jeans are full of holes when they sell them.
And you got, I mean, you got to figure out somehow to establish better communication. If you, you know, I mean, it ain't easy, but that's what it would take to find out this stuff.
And I get it, but I also know that they're 11 and 9. It's not like they're in college. There are certain choices they shouldn't have at that age. They just shouldn't.
They're how to wear their hair?
I don't mind longer hair, but, I mean, yeah. At least make it look like something. I don't mind, you know, designer clothes, but don't make them look like you've just been, you know, dragged in the mud and all of a sudden you walked into school one day.
Goodness.
Yeah.
You know, those little kid polo shirts.
Uh-huh.
All right, Ray. We're gonna let you go. Can't stand by and just sit here like. I mean, she's taking care of the kids. I mean, she's doing nothing. At least according to what she just said, all that money's going to a college education. So at least look at it this way: you ain't got to pay for that down the road. You're paying for it now. Okay, and quit. And also, somebody brought up a good point on the CVM text line. Quit stalking her Facebook.
Yeah,
it's just gonna piss you off.
Yeah.
Move on.
Just say, hey, if you take pictures of the kids, share them with me. But other than that, don't. It's going to piss you off, especially when another man comes into the picture, if it hasn't yet.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. All right, Ray. Adios.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
Ray. Have a good day.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, and all of that.
All y'all.
We still struggle with figuring out what Jimmy Jack Jackie's super punishment will be on the Monday after Super Bowl.
Yep, it's tough to figure it out.
Maybe be nice to his coworkers. That'd be a good punishment for him.
I'm nice.
We're going to have him do a celebrity boxing match against the J.O. Man coach.
Okay.
Goodness.
Good luck.
Special referee, the wrestling dad from North Carolina.
Oh, no.
It'll be fun.
If anybody gets out of line, he'll take him out.
That's right. Tomorrow, Thursday, of course, P1 Payoff. That starts up at 8 a.m. Tomorrow, also, a brand-new Facebook fussin'. And much, much more tomorrow. You can get today's podcast, though. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text PODCAST to 72341.
Super punishment.
That's right. We're getting closer and closer. Paige has got you $1,000 coming up at 10 a.m. She'll also rock you at work. Fat Boy, though, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. Jimmy, we'll go live at 6.
Yes, we will, Matt, man. 6 o'clock on the dot. I can't wait for a great Facebook fussing.
Yeah. Okay, well, there we go. thanks for listening. You'll have a blessed day and tickle it, guys. It is good.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.